under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And as promised, this fascinating lighthouse, the Oak Island Lighthouse. With Bob Ehlers, here's my conversation.
The town took this over from the federal government as part of the Land to Parks program in 2004. And at the time, the town wanted to make sure that townspeople didn't have to incur the expense of maintaining the lighthouse. So they created our group, which is named FOIL, Friends of Oak Island Lighthouse. So our responsibility, ours, to expose it to the public, do all the tours, but mainly to make sure that it stays in good shape and that the town doesn't have to pay for it.
Well, let's go back to actually when the lighthouse was built and tell us a little bit about really the whole process of building it.
Yeah, this lighthouse is really one of the most unique in the United States. It's actually the next to the last lighthouse that they built. The reason for that is it was built to replace a lighthouse that was out on Bald Head Island, which is right across the channel from here, and they didn't have electricity. And their government was trying to automate the lighthouses. So they decided to build the Oak Island Lighthouse here because we had electricity and they wouldn't have to have a generator and that type of stuff. So again, it was built in 1957, but the light was turned on in May of 58. And the old lighthouses were very wide at the base and then tapered up to be able to carry the weight of all the stone or the block that they were building them with. Where this one had a new construction method called slipjack forms. And what those were, they were 4 foot high metal rings. They had one on the outside of the lighthouse and one on the inside of the lighthouse, and they were on hydraulic jacks. And they did the steel work to keep it together, the rebar, and then they poured the concrete in. And they did that for 7 straight days, and every hour they would move it up 1 foot at a time. And so they do the steel work, pour the concrete in, slide it up 1 foot. So after 4 hours, it was actually stiff enough to hold the weight of the construction going up. And a unique thing that happened is that they weren't counting on a storm. There was a big northeaster that came through, and they normally poured at 1 foot an hour, but they had to slow it down to about 6 to 8 inches because the concrete wasn't setting hard enough because the forms were moving so much as they were going up.
Because of the storm that
because
was
of the storm, because of the moisture and the winds that were associated. We had a couple other very unique things of our lighthouse is that we're the only lighthouse we know of in the entire world that has ship's ladders from floor to ceiling. Most of the other ones have a spiral configuration at least part of the way. And ours are the ship's ladders at about a 65 degree angle. There's 8 sets of the ladders, 17 steps per ladder, except for the first one only has 12. So we get 131 to go to the top. And when our visitors come to see, they get to ascend all 131 steps and then go to an outside balcony to a tremendous view.
Well, how long does it take you to get all the way to the top?
That's a good question. It's like asking how long is a rope? It all depends on the person. Our experienced guides can climb in 4 to 5 minutes. We usually take probably about 7 to 10 minutes for the tour because we climb slow enough to make sure that everybody's not winded. We also watch down to make sure if anybody's having any difficulties with the stairs because of the height of the steps, or the nervousness, especially of climbing up the middle of an open tower. We have quite a few people that have climbed the spiral stairs that can't do these because it's like you literally you're going right up the middle of a cylinder and there's nothing for you to hold on to except for the rails.
But now there is a spot, as you mentioned, for people who are wanting to come and give it a try to stop between each of the set of stairs.
Yeah, it's really what's called a switchback stair configuration. So you have 17 steps. In the ladder configuration to a platform. And that platform then is about 6-8 feet long, and you walk down that platform and turn the other direction and go back up. So if you look at it, it's a bunch of Z's going up the middle. They're called switchback stairs.
Mm-hmm. But now also too, something that's unique about the lighthouse is the color on the outside.
Now the color is actually all the way through the concrete. That's another one of our characteristics is that back in the mid-1800s, they were building so many lighthouses, the government thought it would be nice for the maritime industry to know where they were along the coast by the different lighthouses. And so as of about 1850 time frame, every lighthouse had a different color pattern in their walls and a different flash pattern in their lights so the mariners could identify where they were. And in order to make this lighthouse maintenance-free, if you will, they poured the colors right in the walls so they go all the way through so we never have to paint them. Our lighthouse has 3 rings that are about 50 feet each, and we have gray at the bottom layer, and then a layer of white in the middle, and then black at the top. Now, a lot of the lighthouses you see have diamonds and spirals, and they're actually better for maritime navigation because if you're familiar, the further out you go, the less of the lighthouse you can see. Mm-hmm. So if you're out about 15 miles, you can only see a little bit of black at the top, so you don't know that there's white and gray underneath it.
But now for the mariners, did they have charts or something? Or they just remembered all of the different designs of each of the lighthouses so they would know where they are?
If they were coming into the same area all the time, they knew what they were, but you're right. All the different maps that were created for the maritime industry all had the lighthouses on them, mm-hmm. and they had the characteristics of the light. Mm-hmm. They had how tall they were, what the flash pattern was, and what the colors were. Our lighthouse is actually a fairly tall one. Hatteras in North Carolina is the tallest at a little over 200 feet. Our lighthouse is actually 153 feet tall, and we sit on a slight rise, so the focal plane of the light is 169 feet above the water, and at that height, the light can be seen to the horizon about 16 miles.
Now tell us a little bit about the light, because there's some difference also, too, in the light patterns.
Yeah, our light has, our signature for the Oak Island Lighthouse is 4 1-second flashes, followed by 6 seconds of blank. And when they first built this lighthouse back in and turned the light on in May of 58, they used what was called a halogen bulb in a big canister. And those familiar with the searchlights that they used for the airplanes in World War II know what that looks like. It's this big canister with a light shining out of it. And they used that because it was a very bright configuration. In fact, it was so bright that it generated 70 million candle power, making this lighthouse the brightest lighthouse in the United States and the second brightest in the world. But in 1962, that bulb that we used had mercury in it. So they had to stop using the bulb like they did in bulbs and in thermometers. And we went to an incandescent bulb, and we went from 70 million down to 2.5 million candle power. It can still be seen 16 miles.
That is very fascinating.
The lighthouses are built for the maritime industry, and there's two main reasons. One is to mark the entrance to a channel or a harbor. And Wilmington, up the Cape Fear River, has been a harbor and a port for hundreds of years. But the main reason for our lighthouse, besides marking the entrance to the channel, is to warn them of danger. And that danger is a big area of shifting sand out there called frying pan shoals. And back in the 1700s, there were over 100 ships trying to get up to Wilmington that ran aground. So that's when the North Carolina government commissioned the first lighthouse to be built as a warning to the ships that you're getting close to the shoals, be careful.
Now, I want my listeners to come and see and take the tour and take the stairs up to see this beautiful view that you can see when you reach the top. So tell us a little bit about the tours, and is there a cost, and is everyone welcome to come? Is there any limitations for people who have maybe some mobility limitations?
Yeah, one of the things the town decided is that when they opened this to the public, we wanted it to be free to as many people as we can. So we created a group of volunteers. We have about 40 volunteers that do the tours, but the only restriction with that is that we have to do it on a pre-scheduled basis. So if anyone wants to climb to the top, they have to contact us through our website and through an email requesting a tour, but all of our tours are free. The tours during the off season, which is September through like the end of May, need to be done 2 weeks in advance. The tours during the summer, because we have so many people here that come in the summer, need to be 4 weeks in advance. But if they're coming last minute, they can still email us, because if we've already set up a tour, we'll continue to add people to that until we get to about 24.
Okay.
So we have people all the time that we're adding to them as long as we have room.
It's beautiful here, too, for also checking out the boardwalks that you guys have built.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's around this area. And one of the unique things, too, about our beach is that we're a south-facing beach. You think of being along the East Coast, you must be facing towards the east.
Right.
Well, the coast comes down to Bald Head Island, which is the next island over, and then abruptly turns so that our beach faces south. And we've got some beautiful beaches. We have parking here at the lighthouse, so once our visitors have come to see the lighthouse, they can also walk across. We have a boardwalk that takes you right out to the beach. And in North Carolina, all the beaches are public. So once you get on there, you can walk for miles, and nobody can stop you.
And give us that website, Bob.
Yeah, our website for the lighthouse is www.oakislandlighthouse.org.
Fascinating, right? You guys have to check out the Oak Island Lighthouse. You would be amazed, just like I was. But now, coming up in the next segment, I bring on all of this adventure that I've been talking about, my conversation with Carrie Van Winkle, who's all about kayak, and she runs a company there, and then my conversation with George Howard at Swamp Park. So sit tight, and when we come back, we'll talk all about that. Now, this segment is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. They're right there by your side. They're your travel buddy, keeping you from being all stressed out while you're having all of this family fun in Brunswick Islands. So back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.